Well, there's nothing wrong with that, is there?
Right.
Now, we have another question for you. Can you imagine another home that would have even more to offer you than this one?
And I think I finally, just in the past day or two, have come to that point where I finally, instead of thinking about how
loss.
I miss the things that are
loss.
There now,
yes.
Loss, I'm beginning to see the future.
Okay. Now, this is an excellent point, because when you transition from one job, one relationship, one age, whatever the transition is, you're always being initiated into new realities. And quite simply, everyone has a maudlin sort of loss feeling for the moment that has just gone by.
Right.
There is a nostalgia in it.
I was going to say nostalgia.
Yes, nostalgia. There is nostalgia for something that obviously you loved, yes?
Exactly.
So here's the point. The point is that is your love going to stop flowing? And is the exuberant vitality of existence that brought you all this loving and creativity going to stop because you take on a new outfit?
No. Not at all.
All right. And we will admit that when you have been wearing armor for, let's say, few centuries or some such, and that is your mode of relating, then to suddenly be incarnated in Polynesia is shocking. Right. Is it any less enjoyable or more enjoyable? It's different, do you understand? But the love that you had for other things that you were giving up, other things that let this go, there's trust in that. Love is inspired and founded by trust. Love is creativity at its best. And your creativity, just like the vitality of the multiverse, is just reaching to be expressed. And creativity is always looking for its highest fulfillment, to bring you goodness, to bring you joy, to bring you the best. Now, if you look at the news and all the things that humanity are attempting to push through the eye of this needle, there comes a conflict. Let's say this price is going up, and will work be there, and food, etc., etc., etc. Your job, each and every one of you, is to imagine a path, a road, a reality that moves through it. There's no one future. If we've said this 100 times, we've said it 200,000. To others as well, not just you. Think about that. There's not one future. It is your newspapers that teach you there's one future. It's your communication system that says there's one future and one reality, because you can all link up. It's not so. Everything is spontaneously birthed new. So, enjoy the closing doors, enjoy the nostalgia, enjoy the sunset. Do you understand?
Yes.
Because that's what you're experiencing. Turn it into the best sunset you've ever seen. Mm-hmm. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And know that you are not leaving the planet, you are not preparing for your death or anything some such. You are preparing to be, let's say, adventuresome anew in a probability that is age appropriate. And that is suitable to all the things that you desire. It is desire without attachment, without the sense to have greed or manipulation, but pure desire to create and say, I would like to live like that. I want to live like that. And no calculation to get there, but to put a dream in your heart and then to let that dream unfold. So, if you are sensing it, you may be a bit precocious or you may be just on the money, but usually when you start to sense changes are coming, but sometimes they take a few years to unfold, do you understand? Sometimes, depending upon what may be going on with you astrologically, they may, boom, suddenly creep up on you just like that. There is, let's say, an element of your own emotionality and decision-making in the process.